Page 335, Chapter 4, of the Marvels of the Sword and of the Scabbard. And then beheld they the scabbard. It seemed to be of serpent skin, and thereon were letters of gold and silver, and the girdle was but poorly to come to, and not able to sustain such a rich sword. And the letters said, He which shall wield me ought to be more harder than any other, if he bear me as truly as me ought to be borne. For the body of him which I ought to hang by, he shall not be shamed in no place while he is girt with this girdle, nor ever done he be so hardy to do away this girdle. For it ought not to be done away but by the hands of a maid, and that she be a king's daughter and a queen's, and she must be a maid all the days of her life, both in will and in deed. And if she break her virginity, she shall die the most villainous death that ever died any woman. Sir, said Percival, turn this sword that we may see what is on the other side. And it was red as blood, with black letters as any coal, which said, He that shall praise me most shall he find me to blame at a great need, and to whom I should be most debonair, or gracious, shall I be most felon, and that shall be at one time. Fair brother, said she to Percival, it befell after a 40 year, after the passion of Jesu Christ, the Nicene, the brother-in-law of King Mordrains, was born into a town more than 14 days' journey from this his country, by the commandment of our Lord, into an isle, into the parts of the west, that men clept the isle of Ternens. So befell it that he found this ship at the entry of a rock, and he found the bed and this sword, as we have heard now. Not for then he had not so much hardiness to draw it. Page 336. And there he dwelled an 8 days, and at the 9th day there fell a great wind, which departed him out of the isle, and brought him to another isle by a rock, and there he found the greatest giant that ever man might see. Therewith came that horrible giant to slay him, and then he looked about him, and might not flee, and he had nothing to defend him with. So he ran to his sword, and when he saw it naked, he praised it much. And then he shook it, and therewith he brake it in the midst. Ah, said Nacian, the thing that I most praise ought I now most to blame. And therewith he drew the pieces of his sword over his bed. And after he leapt over the board to fight with the giant, and slew him. And anon he entered the ship again, and the wind arose, and drove him through the sea, that by adventure he came to another ship, where King Mordrains was, which had been tempted full evil, with a fiend in the port of Perilous Rock. And when that one saw the other, they made great joy of other, and each told other of their adventure, and how the sword failed him at his most need. When Mordrains saw the sword, he praised it much. But the breaking was not to do but by wickedness of thyself, Ward, for thou art in some sin. And there he took the sword, and set the pieces together, and they soldered as fair as ever they were tofore. And there put he the sword in the sheath, and laid it down on the bed. Then heard they a voice that said, Get out of this ship a little while, and enter into the other. For dread ye fall in deadly sin, for an ye be found in deadly sin, ye may not escape but perish. And so they went into the other ship. And as Nacian went over the board, he was smitten with a sword on the right foot, and he fell down, nosling to the ship's board, and therewith he said, O God, how am I hurt? And then there came a voice and said, Take thou that for thy forfeit that thou didst in drawing of this sword, therefore thou receivest a wound, for thou wert never worthy to handle it. The writing maketh mention. Page 337. In the name of God, said Galahad, ye are right wise of these works. Chapter 5. How King Pelles was smitten through both thighs because he drew the sword, and other marvelous stories. Sir, said she, there was a king that high Pelles, the maimed king, and while he might ride, he supported much Christendom and holy church. So upon a day he hunted in a wood of his which lasted unto the sea, and at the last he lost his hounds and his knights save only one. And there he and his knight went till they came toward Ireland, and there he found the ship. And when he saw the letters and understood them, yet he entered, for he was right perfect of his life. But his knight had none hardiness to enter, and there found he this sword, and drew it out as much as ye may see. So therewith entered a spear, wherewith he was smit him through both the thighs, and never sith might he be healed, nay, nought shall tofore we come to him. Thus, said she, was not King Pelles, your grandsire, maimed for his hardiness? In the name of God, damsel, said Galahad. So they went toward the bed to behold all about it, and above the head there hung two swords. There were two spindles, which were as white as snow, and other that were as red as blood, another above green as any emerald. Of these three colors were the spindles, and of natural color within, and without any painting. These spindles, said the damsel, were when sinful Eve came to gather fruit, for which Adam and she were put out of paradise. She took with her the bough on which the apple hung. Then perceived she that the branch was fair and green, and she remembered her the loss which came from the tree. Then she thought to keep the branch as long as she might, and for she had no coffer to keep it in, she put it in the earth. Page 338. So by the will of our Lord, the branch grew to a great tree within a little while, and was as white as any snow, branches, boughs, and leaves. That was a token a maiden planted. But after God came to Adam and bade him know his wife fleshly as nature required, so lay Adam with his wife under the same tree, and anon the tree, which was white, was full green as any grass, and all that came out of it. And in the same time that they meddled together, there was Abel begotten, thus the tree long of green color. And so it beheld many days after, under the same tree, Cain slew Abel, whereof beheld great marvel. For anon, as Abel had received the death under the green tree, he lost the green color, and became red, and that was in tokening of the blood. And anon, all the plants died thereof. But the tree grew, and waxed marvelously fair, and it was the fairest tree, and the most delectable that any man might behold and see. And so died the plants that grew out of it to four, that Abel was slain under it. So long dured the tree, till that Solomon, King David's son, reigned and held the land after his father. This Solomon was wise, and he knew all the virtues of stones and trees, and so he knew the course of the stars and many other divers things. This Solomon had an evil wife, wherethrough he weened that there had been no good woman, and so he despised them in his books. So answered a voice him once, Solomon, if heaviness come to a man by a woman, ne reck thou never, for yet shall there come a woman whereof there shall come greater joy to man, an 100 times more than this heaviness giveth sorrow. And that woman shall be born of thy lineage. Then, When Solomon heard these words, he held himself but a fool, and the truth he perceived by old books. Also, the Holy Ghost showed him the coming of the glorious Virgin Mary. Then asked he of the voice, if it should be in the yard of his lineage. Nay, said the voice, but there shall come a man, which shall be a maid, and the last of your blood, and he shall be as good a knight as Duke Joshua, thy brother-in-law.
Page 339.
Chapter 6. How Solomon took David's sword by the counsel of his wife, and other matters marvelous. Now have I certified thee of that thou stoodst in doubt. Then was Solomon glad that there should come any such of his lineage, but ever he marveled and studied who that should be, and what his name might be. His wife perceived that he studied, and thought she would know it at some season, and so she waited her time, and asked of him the cause of his studying, and there he told her altogether how the voice told him. Well, said she, I shall let make a ship of the best wood and most durable that man may find. So Solomon sent for all the carpenters of the land, and the best. And when they had made the ship, the lady said to Solomon, Sir, said she, since it is so that this knight ought to pass all knights of chivalry, which have been tofore him, and shall come after him, moreover I shall tell you, said she, ye shall go into our Lord's temple, where is King David's sword, your father, the which is the marvellest and the sharpest that ever was taken in any knight's hand. Therefore take that, take off the pommel, and thereto make ye a pommel of precious stones, that it be so subtly made that no man perceive it, but that they be all one, and make there an hilt, so marvelously and wonderly that no man may know it, and after make a marvelous sheath. And when he had made all this, I shall let make a girdle, thereto such as shall please me. All this King Solomon did, let make as she devised, both the ship and all the remnant. And when the ship was ready in the sea to sail, the lady let make a great bed, and marvelous rich, and set her upon the bed's head, covered with silk, and laid the sword at the feet, and the girdles were of hemp, and therewith the king was angry. Sir, wit ye well, said she, that I have done so nigh a thing which were worthy to sustain so high a sword. And a maid shall bring other knights hereto, but I wot not when it shall be, nay what time. Page 340. And there she let make a covering to the ship of cloth of silk that should never rot for no manner of weather. Yet went that lady and made a carpenter to come to the tree which Abel was slain under. Now, said she, carve me out of this tree as much wood as will make me a spindle. Ah, madam, said he, this is the tree. This is the tree the which our first mother planted. Do it, she said, or else I shall destroy thee. Anon, as he began to work, there came out drops of blood, and then would he have left, but she would not suffer him. And so he took away as much wood as might make a spindle. And so she made him to take as much of the green tree and of the white tree. And when these three spindles were sharpened, she made them to be fastened upon the cellar of the bed. Cellar is canopy. When Solomon saw this, he said to his wife, ye have done marvelously. For though all the world were here right now, he could not devise wherefore all this was made, but our Lord himself. And thou hast done it, wotest not what it shall betoken. Now let it be, said she, for ye shall hear tidings sooner than ye ween. Now shall ye hear a wonderful tale of King Solomon and his wife. Chapter 7. A Wonderful Tale of King Solomon and His Wife. That night lay Solomon before the ship with little fellowship.